It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today we are saving you from being ordinary during the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Joining me now, I couldn't be more excited. She's featured milliner. That means hat maker at the Derby. Christine Moore, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your hats, your creations are absolutely incredible. I've seen them for years on one Janice Dean, but you have been kind enough to bring some into the podcast studio. So thank you.
It's my pleasure because I really want to save the world through fashion too.
And you are.
So it works out. And you never want to be the plain girl at Derby. So that's what
Where
this
else
is
can
about.
You wear a hat and be celebrated? We don't have enough occasions to wear hats in our society.
Well, everywhere I go is a hat world.
Yes.
So the beginning of the year is Mardi Gras, and then it goes into like some racing, and then you have Easter, and then you have garden parties, fundraiser parties,
the
Central Park Conservancy. Mm-hmm. So you can wear that Central Park Conservancy.
I will
luncheon.
As soon as I get my invite. I am wearing this,
and then you can go to the Derby a couple days later. But yeah, my world's full of hats. However, it is really true that not everybody. They get to wear a hat for these events. You know, it's like they get really excited and giddy. And of course, the pinnacle is the Kentucky Derby.
It is. And so a mint julep and a hat, absolutely critical. Yeah. It is a bucket list of mine. I've never been. I really want to go next year.
Yeah.
I'm aiming to go to the Derby. When did the hat tradition start? And is that something from England? Do they always wear hats to fancy horse races there?
Yeah. So it starts like in the 1700s, and it was always a royal, the fashion came with the royals.
Okay.
And then in 1874, the Kentucky Derby was born, and it was really about legitimizing racing and bringing women into it and having families.
Okay.
And so the first Derby, they invited women because it was back side like just horse races, and it was men, and it was they wanted to make it a real family
thing. Society event.
Exactly.
Instead of just dudes smoking cigars and drinking whiskey and
shooting each
horses.
Other probably was in there.
Well, I mean, it's right after the Civil War.
right
of course.
Yeah. So they they spread out a blanket, it was a picnic, and they had their kids there and fashion, and it just held.
That's amazing.
So the interesting thing, though, is looking back through history, most of Kentucky Derby fashion history has been like wear your Sunday best. Mm-hmm. Like when I looked back, it wasn't very different. I did a retrospective for one of the hotels, Gold House, a couple of years ago. And what I found, it was that it was just really Sunday best. They would just there was no difference in the fashion. It wasn't like it is now where you're like go big or go home.
Okay.
And so as fashion and hats kind of became more casual in the 80s, well, 70s and 80s. It had a resurgence in the 90s.
Ah.
And also a bunch of young milliners, myself included, found the craft and started businesses. So it kind of was in hand in hand with a new art form. Really.
When did you start doing work with the Derby?
It was 2008. They approached me to help them solidify their brand and grow it just from my look, because my look is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what I was getting into. I really didn't know much about racing at all. What a ride. I'm so glad. And then 2018, they asked me to be the first featured milliner.
And did you go back and look at some of the historical photographs for inspiration, or did you use the tools and the inspiration in your modern artistry?
I would say yes, the second. So I have a theater background. So naturally, I'm going to look back to the past, for inspiration. That was just, but not particularly the Kentucky Derby. it was my own body of work that was just kind of rolling on, had, you know, modern trends, had, you know, color trends, and then, you know, just really theatrical history.
I right? love it.
And then, you know, and then it just kind of like, I understood the Derby person, the Derby, the Derby woman, especially, I just was learned how to design more and more for them. So it would just get like,
who is she? Who is the person?
Oh my
that
gosh. She wants to, be seen for sure. And she, in a very kind way, wants to be the best of the best. Like, you want to be an A plus and everybody stop and admire you. But in that, you also turn and admire other people, which is a really amazing to me that there is not more, you know, cattiness. Everyone's happy. Everyone's having a great time. Everyone.
It's like, it's like going to a great costume party. It's so much fun going to a costume party when you have a kick-ass costume. But then when you see other people who've also put a lot of thought into their gear,
yeah.
It stokes you out. Like, you don't feel
absolutely.
It's not a zero sum game. It's definitely positive sum, and there is something to enjoy for everyone. Especially the more you participate, it sounds like the more you appreciate other people.
That's right. And I think the one thing I have found is that in Kentucky and Louisville, there is such a thing as bad press, right? They say all press is good press. That's not true. If you don't do your research and show up with a Derby, like so many celebrities do, and with the wrong fashion, it's serious.
And what is the wrong fashion? What's an example?
Would be
of that?
Just like a floppy hat.
Oh,
you know, yeah. No. I mean, I think helping the Kentucky Derby get rid of that look or the ridiculous. You know, I don't see it so much anymore. Everybody got the memo, and you know, but there have been times when I've had to really fight hard with a stylist to say, hey, this is not my, or even a Northeasterner, a woman who's never really never worn a hat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, this is so big. And I'm like, you know what? You get there. There's no walls. The walls are blown out.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always somebody who has a
you're
bigger
not on
hat
the subway.
Than you.
What are you worried you're going to bump into?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
And what have you, what have you looked to do that you haven't been able to do yet? Like, have you ever tried to put a live bird on a hat?
Funny you should say that. Yeah, I actually have. Mm-hmm. So this woman came to me, and it wasn't for Derby. It was for a party. I even want to say it was in Greece. I made her a birdcage hat.
Amazing.
And of course, I always like everything.
I love it already.
A tilt. So it had. She said, "I want to put a live bird in there and for the party." And I was like, "Okay, yeah." The door will open. You know, and it'll lock. But her brother said, I don't think the bird's going to want to be on a slant the whole
time. Yeah.
And it was like, yeah.
Sort of tousled around the whole time.
Yeah.
Because if the bird's on a slant, the poop will come out at a slant as well.
And right. That was another consideration.
I don't know if that's necessarily good luck on your party day to have a bird consistently pooping on you.
I don't think so. So I think she opted for the fake bird.
But
that was out of my hands.
You designed for the real bird.
Yes,
so the commitment was there on your end.
Hey, listen, and anything could be in a hat.
Yeah.
You know,
what have you put on there that you absolutely love that you look back and you're like, nailed it?
There's a lot, actually, that I think, like, I look back, scroll through my photos, and they're like, oh, I designed that?
Yeah.
And my staff, I have a staff that helps me make them, so it's not just me.
Yeah.
But, and they're all theater people, so they're used to repeating somebody else's design.
Okay.
So they're just such an excellent job. And I'm like, I can't believe this was this beautiful, really. And looking back, it's kind of crazy, but because I feel like, you know, I should know all my babies, but I look back and I'm like, oh man.
How many hats have you made?
Well, we figured out that I've gotten 10,000 labels 4 times.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm very prolific.
Wow.
And all of it, honestly. Okay. So my dad's an engineer and I think that's part of the system, it's trying to get, not to, I have artists in my workspace. So I don't want to bore them. They are also my audience as well as my customers. So mm-hmm. I have two entities to impress. Mm-hmm. And I want them to stay with me. So it's like trying to figure out how to make it really fun, but also very fast so we can really turn out a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And just be like, you know what? Just remember, as soon as you finish that, I have another really fun project for you. Mm-hmm. And it works. I feel the same way. I'm not lying.
So you have to be incredibly inspired. Like the creative vein has to always be open, and you have to be a hard worker. Like you have to have an incredible work ethic. It sounds like to do what you're doing.
Oh yeah. Cause we even do there's no lining here, but we usually put a lining in, but then also we have a drawstring grow grain. It's like everything is from scratch. Yeah. I even dye the straw, you know, everything. So yes, it is a lot of work ethic. I mean, I grew up on a farm. So, mm-hmm.
You grew up on a farm. Your dad's an engineer.
My mom was a social worker. I mean, had a master's in social work. So she was a good, emotional intelligence mm-hmm. person. I think there's a better way to say that. But
you have like math, agriculture, high EQ, and you're an artist. Yeah. I mean, that is incredibly multidimensional. And
thank you for laying all that out, Kenny.
Absolutely. And where can people find your work if they want to be inspired?
So camhats.com.
Camhats.com.
I sell to stores around the country and specialize in events. So mm-hmm. you can catch me at an event or one of the stores I sell to, do a lot of trunk shows. Because the more I talk to people, the more I figure out what I'm designing. I mean, that people just in watching them try on hats, I just figure a lot, you know, for the next collection or just even for them. I call myself a fashion forensic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So this is going to be a big year, the 150th running. What are you looking forward to in terms of the fashion? Have you bumped it up a notch because it is the...
Yes, but of course the fans have made me bump it up. Even the guys, they love their fedoras. Mm-hmm. You know, it's American style.
Absolutely right. And seersucker. So do we see seersucker on the men at the Derby?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, people still. But even better than that, they're now going into the printed suit. So you know, you got the seersucker, the traditional, and then you have like you went to the plaid with the little line through, mm-hmm. like that. So it's like could be, you know, like. Navies and then you got this like bright red stripes through coral or mm-hmm. something like that. Now we're seeing like just more men doing like a sports coat that's got a print on it or, you know, or crazy pants. I mean,
I love crazy pants. I'm living for all of this. Like there's nothing that you've said so far that puts me on the fence.
Yeah,
like I'm squarely good. in Derby territory. Like I am a supporter.
I am an ambassador, so that's good. I did my job.
you do phenomenal work. Camhats.com, CAMHats.com.
Right.
People should go look, get inspired, buy a hat if you have any extras, and you may not because it's such a big year. And I know people are going to be having Derby parties on their own.
Yeah.
I will be among them. I will see you at the Derby next year.
Yes.
Christine, it is an absolute delight to meet you and see some of your incredible
work.
It's
nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
It's like wolf star thing going on.
Christine. This is the best. Look at my fascinator. Isn't it fascinating? This has been Kennedy Saves the World along with Christine Moore. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.